Don't change your mind. Stay with this podcast, because today on the GoGo Radio Show, we're going to talk about change. If one thing is ever constant, it is change. And today, that is today's topic on the GoGo Radio Show. I am your host, Neil Roland, and today we are going to cover Cotter's 8 Steps of Change. There are many different change formulas out there, and today we are going to just focus on Dr. Carter's. And there are 8 steps that we're going to cover, and by the time we're through, hopefully, you can get them all down pat. And as always, you can comment on our website here or in the boxes below or within the community. Please share your thoughts and your ideas or any other radio show projects that you might want to see or hear, and let's get started. All right, within organizations, or really within life, there is change. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And this is the first of a couple-part series dealing with change, but right now, for this radio show here at GoGo.com, you are going to hear about Carter's 8 Stages of Change. And this is prophesied by Dr. Carter of the Harvard Business School, and useful for change in both a small scale or in a very large systematic way. In either case, the processes and the steps that we are going to cover here are going to be worthwhile. The 8 steps that we're going to cover are, first, let me go through all of them, and then we will break down each step so you know how best to employ it in your organization or in your daily life. Step 1, create urgency. And then second, we are going to form a powerful coalition, gathering those people, getting that strength of leadership. Step 3, create a vision for change, getting the thoughts, the solutions in mind. Step 4, communicating that vision. Step 5, remove obstacles. Step 6, create short-term wins, because a little victory goes a long way. Step 7 is build upon that change. And then step 8, we're going to talk about anchoring the changes into the corporate culture so that they can stick. Those are the 8 steps that we're going to cover here in the GoGo Radio Show. So, number 1, again, is creating that urgency. How do you create a sense of urgency? And establishing that urgency is necessary so that you can gather the cooperation and drive this change effort. Because inertia is something that is part of the physics of all of us. We are not always up for change. Change can often be very hard for anybody to do. So if you are trying to implement a new process within your IT organization, or maybe just a new software, just maybe an organizational change, but managing that change, the first thing you need to do is to get the fires burning, to get the sense of wow, we have to do this. Whether it is a potential threat, maybe competition, or maybe the job is at stake. And in any case, we are trying to create an opportunity and to get the people thinking, to get them ingrained into the change and get out of their comfort zones, because you are going to face a lot of resistance. And if you don't get this urgency from the start and start building upon that from the very beginning, then you are going to find that people are not wanting to do something different. Yeah, there's going to be a few, but those few, as you see with the next step, are going to help push your change. But the first thing you need to do is create true urgency. And nothing that is false or just complacent. You need to really make it sufficient, make it truthful. I mean, don't go about making something that is just because you want to push an agenda. You need to be successful, and you need to get this buy-in right from the start by not building too fast, but making it purposeful, making it a solid business case, something that is compelling, something that has the rationale that people will dig into and start to feel and start to want to go with. All right, urgency, you got it. Here we go. Now, let's build upon it. You cannot change everybody. Everybody within an organization is not going to jump on your bandwagon just because you made a rousing speech at a staff meeting, or maybe you brought in an outside consultant and he or she has now prophesized the next greatest thing, maybe ITIL or some other new management system that is going to revolutionize your way of doing things, or maybe just one or two small changes. But in any case, you know you're not going to win over the masses just like that. Remember what we said is the inertia and that complacency is going to be the obstacle that you first have to overcome. So you cannot get everybody to buy in, but you can get a few. You find the few key people or the ones that you think will make a difference. Those are the ones that you are going to have as your champions, the ones that are going to influence the others, because you're not going to win over those ones that are unwinnable. There are always going to be participants within an organization that you are not going to convince, no matter how strong the evidence. Typically, we find that in the Pareto Principle, which was another radio show that we had, and that is the 80-20. Therefore, if you can start building that 80% and working on that instead of working on that 20% that will never be changed, you start working on that change coalition, as he mentions it. You work with them, and it may start off with the 20%. You may have it flipped at first. And you work with that 20%, that powerful coalition, in the sense that you are now building based on that urgency of step one. Now in step two, you get that team, you get those influential players, you get the ones that are going to work as the team, to work in the organization, to help build the momentum, to start emotionally attaching themselves, to be able to demonstrate and work together and make this start to come about. Now, with that, you need to move into step three. It's one thing just to be working on change or emotionally committed to change, but there has to be direction. There has to be a vision, and that is step three. Create a vision for change. So at this stage, solutions and ideas, they may be floating around. You may have an overall perspective of where you want to go, but here you need something tangible, something, as you may have seen in many organizations, a mission statement, something that says this is what we're trying to achieve and this is why, maybe that sense of urgency, but also what are the values for that change and how do we know when we see this change and what is that that envisioning of where we want to be and maybe some possible strategies for achieving that vision. So if you communicate and develop that well, then we can move to step four, which is communicating that vision. So you've won over the small numbers. You've got a coalition. You start developing a vision and a strategy for change. Now you need to start distributing it, start communicating it, start discussing it, start making more decisions upon it, and that will create vision buy-in. And that vision buy-in is what is going to build the support behind you, continue on with that momentum, but also keeps it fresh in everyone's mind. It has the importance of being able to walk that talk, where you are doing what you're communicating, demonstrating a kind of behavior that you wish to get others involved in. So it's something you need to have that is easy to talk about. Talk about it often, openly, applying it, but keep it repeatable. Keep it vivid. Keep it simple. Try not to be too technically, maybe too much jargon or too much babble. If you have a mission statement, if you're change, then that is what you need to get across and communicate often and truthfully, back it up with money and resources and the anything else that you need to help build upon it. And that actually goes to step five. Step four was communicating that vision. Now remove obstacles that may come in your way or that may hinder the growth of your vision and your change. And that may be the addition of more resources to do it, maybe identifying those change leaders who's have the roles to maybe not just be the that core group that we mentioned earlier, but the ones who really can now deliver upon it. Maybe a management support, maybe the recognition of those who are talking and walking the talk that we mentioned and communicating that vision and having that recognition, that reward for those people making change happen, those who are putting the change into action and seeing it work. These are actions that you can take to boost the sense of change that is working. And step six will be to maybe put into place some short-term wins that you can help make happen. But in step five, we're trying to do the things that we can to encourage the change, removing the boundaries, removing the obstacles, maybe trying to diminish the voice of those that are resisting the change and not really focus our attention on those, because we're going to find more effectiveness in working with the empowerment of the actions. And when we empower that actions, we're going to start seeing the structures. They're going to start seriously being considered and understood. And then you can put things more into action and be more successful. All right, now step six. Nothing motivates people more than success, even if it's small success. That taste of victory, that early success, those small wins, something that proves to you and I and everyone involved that yes, all our activity, all our energy is working. We set some targets, not just the long-term targets, but some short-term targets, something that we can see and we can have as proof, something tangible that we say, ah, see, that is working. Yes, it may not be the long-term or the big picture goal of what we're after, but there is time to see at this short level, hey, look, it's winning or it's not winning and or, well, it's working, but maybe not as well. And we can look at the pros and cons of that target and see what's working and be able to push that forward. And then you get more momentum. Maybe you get the ones to who were sort of on the fence to jump onto the bandwagon as well. And the ones that are working on it and having power and seeing the victories and seeing the wins now are more energized. And now they are talking more about it, communicating that vision. And all in all, you start to gain this momentum. You start getting towards that critical mass where we get that 75 or 80% if we're wanting to still use that Pareto principle. But you're going to get now considerable, sizable change when you start to get that towards that 80% number. Again, you're not going to win over everybody. That is probably not going to always happen. So don't panic if you don't get those. But you need to know that the small wins are what are going to build a sense of empowerment, a sense of that things are working and things that the energy and the time that's being spent is going to motivate everyone further. So that you can see some short-term, maybe some surefire projects that you can implement and maybe something that is safe, something that is not going to have a lot of strong critics and other people who may try to pick it apart and look for failures. So something that you can build upon, but yet still learn to improve upon and learn from as you move towards your more higher end or long-term goals and objectives and vision. And then step seven is kind of what I've already been mentioning, is that sense of building upon it, keeping that you are not giving up, that real change takes a long time and it runs deep. So yeah, quick wins at the early stages are going to be there, but maybe the next wins are going to be longer away and it will eventually begin to happen. And again, the culture will start to build. So you need to build upon that change and encouraging it. And that's what step eight is anchoring it, making it stick, making it truly part of your corporate culture, making that vision stick behind your day-to-day work, and not resting on your laurels. Always making continuous efforts to ensure that a change is seen in every way, in every shape, in every aspect of your organization. Make it that this is a solid piece of your company's culture and that the company's leaders are continuing to support this change, and that that even includes those who come in or leave or change, but everyone in the organization, you want this to be encouraged, you want this to keep going, and when new hires come in, you bring them immediately on board, and if you need to change again, then, you know, it's inevitable. You just go through the eight stages again. But in any case, those are the eight stages or the eight steps of change, according to Dr. John Carter of the Harvard Business School, and his book is The Eight-Step Change Model, written in 1995. And again, those steps are step one, create urgency. Step two, form a powerful coalition. Step three, create a vision for change. Step three, communicate the vision's buy-in. Step five, empowering a broad-based action. Step six, creating some short-term wins. Step seven, building upon those short-term wins. And step eight, anchoring the change and the what you've accomplished into the company culture and making it part of everything, making it stick. All right, so that is the eight steps according to Carter. I hope you can find this overview brief and yet insightful, and maybe you can apply it into your organization, maybe into your daily life. But think about these overarching principles. I encourage you to find out more about change management. I'm going to do another radio show based on change, based on the new book by Chip Heath called Switch, and other prevalent theories of change management within the world of academia. All right, if you have any ideas for future radio shows, please feel free to comment in the boxes below. Also, we encourage your thoughts and opinions, and we would love to hear from you. You can use the boxes here, or you visit my profile here at www.gogo.com. Thank you again for listening to the GoGo Radio Show.